and the truth are at rest, and your odds and your best, they are mine. If you're shy, if the streaks in the sky shake the window. No, I was like you, and the sun came down and the dust blew around over me. Come beside me with the pen in your hand and your hand in my hand. Go to me, 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 go to me. Let me give, let me talk, let me live in your pillow. Kill your fear, whisper words in your ear, like your kites in a box, at your bones, in the docks, and you're sleeping. Oh, you got nothing, you got nothing on me. That's the best place that you'll ever be. Come beside me with the pen in your hand and your hand in my hand. Go to me. I was like you, and the sun came down and the dust blew around over me. Come beside me with the pen in your hand and your hand in my hand. Go to me, 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 go to me.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio. You heard a song previously put on by Vanessa Brown, and the song was called by Jordan Klassen, and the song was called Go To Me. The song was called Go To Me. Welcome to Sounds of the City, a show for promoting upcoming live concerts in and around Vancouver. I won't waste any more time. I'll just tell you that at around 10:45-ish, we're going to have members of the Zolas that they will be on air with us. So we'll have a quick interview with them. But in the current meantime, I want to tell you about... I played this guy before, music from The Passenger before, and I actually had an interview with him like approximately a month ago. And he's coming back to town, and he's going to be playing at the Vogue Theater. Originally, it was supposed to be at the Rio Theater, but that sold out within 5 minutes, so they moved him up to the Vogue, and he is absolutely incredible. I want to play you one song, probably is his hit from his latest album, All the Little Things, and this one's called Let Her Go. Don't cry.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Staring
the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
CITR is celebrating the 75th anniversary of UBC Radio Excellence, 30 years on the FM dial, and 30 years of Discorder magazine. Your one and only CITR 101.9 FM is inviting all CITR alumni and friends to our alumni weekend this November 16th and 17th. On the 16th, we'll be kicking it live on location at Perch on 337 Hastings around 5 p.m. for some beers, cheers, and cooling with peers. The 17th, come to Thea's Lounge for some Give Us Your Love brunch at 11 a.m. Find out more about what's going down at the station and the progress we have made over the years. Shortly after, join us for tours of our beloved station and learn about our space and the new sub. Come to our birthday party on Saturday evening at Chapel Arts with CITR alumni Lisa Marr and Culture Shock performing, as well as Gang Signs, Fine Mist, Carolyn Mark, and Channels 3 and 4. Reminisce about the good old days, bumping the shows of the past, as we have dedicated this special weekend to hearing our alumni on the airwaves. So come and cool out with us on the freaking weekend and have you some fun. But don't forget to register for events. Visit CITR.ca for more details.
was a kid, the things I did were hidden under the grid. Young and naive, I never believed that love could be so well hid. With regret, I'm willing to bet, say the oldie again. It gets harder to forgive and harder to forget. It gets under your shirt like a dagger of work. The first cut is the deepest, but the rest are flipping hurt. You build your heart of plastic, you're cynical and sarcastic, and end up in the corner on your own. Cause I love to feel loved, but I can't stand the rejection. I hide behind my jokes as a form of protection. I thought I was close, but under further inspection, it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. Getting your hopes up when all you're ever getting is choked up. When you're coked up and can't remember the reason why it broke up. You call her in the morning when you're coming down and falling like an old man on the side of the road. Cause when you're apart you don't wanna mingle. When you're together you wanna be single. Ever the chase to taste the kiss of bliss that made your heart tingle. How much greener the grass is with those rose tinted glasses. But the butterflies they flutter by and leave us on our asses. Cause I love to feel love but I can't stand the rejection. I hide behind my jokes as a form of protection. I thought I was close but under further inspection, it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. There's fish in the sea for me to make a selection. I'd jump in if it wasn't for my ear infection. Cause all I wanna do is try to make a connection. It seems I've been running in the wrong direction.
We just heard was from Passenger with the song Wrong Direction, and prior to that we had Let Her Go. They're both off of his recently released album, 2012 album, All the Little Things. Once again, Passenger will be playing at the Vogue Theater on December the 12th. It was originally supposed to be the Rio, but then they changed that because he sold out. Yeah, as I said, I interviewed him a month ago. He was a really interesting character when I had an interview with him. To refresh people's memories, he used to be part of a band called The Passenger back in the late 90s, and it was a booming, and I'm sorry, I think not late 90s, early 2000s, and they were on a major record label, and then everyone in the band wanted to do their own separate thing. And so they split up, but he remained with the name Passenger, but he wasn't part of a record label anymore. And to carry on with the rest of his life, he didn't join another record label. He started busking. And I just found it really interesting when, you know, you've made it. Because, I don't know, when you have your record label, that's the definition of, oh, I made it. But he went back to busking because that made him more money, and that allowed him to travel, and that allowed him to get a lot more exposure. So it's funny how he would do a show at Queen Elizabeth Theatre here for 4 months ago, and then like literally 2 months before that, he was in Australia busking on the side of the street, and now he's going to be playing at the Vogue Theatre, but on December the 12th. But that doesn't mean he's going to stop busking. Like if he might go to Dublin or somewhere else, they know not many people know him. He'll start busking again, which I don't know. I just found the entire thing pretty pretty cool. And when it comes to singer songwriters, he's slowly becoming one of my favorites. I have a few favorites. Frank Turner. Frank Turner, what's his face? Passenger, Wrong Direction. I mean, that's the name of his, the album that I got hooked on was Wrong Direction. But Frank Turner, Passenger, and Vancouver's very own Dan Mangan. Like, when it comes to singer-songwriters, I am a totally huge, huge fan of these guys. And I don't know, have you guys heard of Frank Turner? No, I don't know. He doesn't have a show coming up, but his music is extremely, extremely. You know what? I'm gonna play you one. Here's Frank Turner with The Road.
24 shows in 24 hours. Let's go.
To the east, to the east, the road beneath my feet. To the west, to the west, but I haven't got there yet. And to the north, never to be caught. To the south, my time is running out. Ever since my childhood, I've been scared, I've been afraid of being trapped by circumstance, of staying in one place. So I always keep a small bag full of clothes carefully stored, somewhere secret, somewhere safe, and somewhere close to the door. Well, I've traveled many countries, I've washed my feet in many seas, I've drunk with
CITR is celebrating its 75th anniversary of UBC Radio Excellence, 30 years on the FM dial, and 30 years of Discorder magazine. Your one and only CITR 101.9 FM is inviting all CITR alumni and friends to our alumni weekend this November 16th and 17th. On the 16th, we'll be kicking it live on location at Perch on 337 Hastings around 5 p.m. for some beers, cheers, and cooling with peers. The 17th, come to Thea's Lounge for some Give Us Your Love brunch at 11 a.m. Find out more about what's going down at the station and the progress we have made over the years. Shortly after, join us for tours of our beloved station and learn about our space in the new sub. Come to our birthday party on Saturday evening at Chapel Arts with CITR alumni Lisa Marr and Culture Shock performing, as well as Gang Signs, Fine Mist, Carolyn Mark, and Channels 3 and 4. Reminisce about the good old days, bumping the shows of the past, as we have dedicated this special weekend to hearing our alumni on the airwaves. So come and cool out with us on the freaking weekend and have you some fun. But don't forget to register for events. Visit CITR.ca for more details.
And welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. It is 10:20 minutes past the beginning of my show, and I got 40 more minutes left, and I want to play you a few good tunes. We just heard a random song by Frank Turner called The Road. The only reason why we heard it was since I thought it was cool, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. But Mr. Dominic Frico is going to be playing. He's part of the other radio station's Peak Performance Project. Ooh, I said the name. He's gotten into the top three, and he's a good friend of the show. He was on a few months ago, and he actually played a part of the CITR Summer Studio Sessions, where we had 10 bands perform in the station lounge to a live audience and on air, which we will do again very shortly. Maybe not November. Hopefully we'll try to arrange one of those ones for January. Keep an eye out. Keep an ear out for it, because we'll have 10 bands. It's pretty insane. We empty out the station lounge, and we just throw a party for 8 hours on air and in studio, straight for a small, intimate live crowd and whoever else is listening out there. So stay tuned for that. But carrying on with the rest of my show, I was continuing with the word Dominic Frico, because he's going to be playing at the Peak Performance Project's finale, which is on November 22nd, which is already a sold out show. But I just want to give my personal support to this fantastic musician. He did a song called Out of the Scenery, and this is a live recording of it with Four on the Floor Quartet. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City.
Why can't you hear me? Sorry for leaving, neglecting your feelings out of the scene, out of I'm going backwards.
And that was Out of the Scenery by Dominic Frico and the Four on the Floor Quartet. Once again, Dominic Frico is going to be playing at the Commodore Bar on November 22nd, part of the Peak Performance Project. It is a sold-out show. I just wanted to give my personal support to that guy. He's a huge fan of the show and a great supporter of the show, so I'll try to be a great supporter of good music as well, and he's definitely one of them. Had to give a cough there. David Byrne and St. Vincent, from those of you who know me, know that I am a big fan of them. And they had just come to town, when was it, like 2 or 3 weeks ago? But Anti-Ballas, Afrobeat band, they're going to be coming to town on December the 6th, and they're going to be playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. Now, you're wondering what these two have got to do with one another. Kind of something. David Byrne's latest album with St. Vincent, Love This Giant, has a track recorded with Anti-Ballas, and the song is called The One Who Broke Your Heart. And I figured what better way to promote an upcoming Anti-Ballas song than to tell you that they have actually worked with David Byrne. So this is The One Who Broke Your Heart, and you're listening to it on CRT 101.9 FM, Vancouver. You're back with Sounds of the City Radio. Was actually the song you just heard was by David Byrne and St. Vincent, featuring the band Antiballast, and the song from David Byrne and St. Vincent's latest album, Love This Giant. And the song was called The One Who Broke Your Heart, and it was featuring the Dap Kings and Antiballast. I was trying to look for a separate song from Antiballast to play for you, but the shortest version these guys have for a song is around 10 minutes, and I don't have a lot more time to talk about Antiballast, but make sure you go check them out December 6th. At the Biltmore Cabaret. You can buy tickets on Ticketmaster.com. We got 50 more minutes until we have Zach from the Zolas have a call in, and we can have a brief chat with him. But before we get to the Zolas, I want to tell you that Jesse Cook is going to be playing at the Orpheum Theater on December the 16th, and he's a great flamenco guitar player, and I'm just a huge, huge fan, and I just cannot have a show and not play some of his music. So this one's called Cafe Mocha. This is a live version of Baghdad by Jesse Cook.
Thank you.
what you just heard was the song by Jesse Cook, and the song was called Baghdad. Once again, Jesse Cook will be playing at the Orpheum Theater on December the 16th. He's a fantastic flamenco guitar player. I highly recommend going on YouTube and checking out his concert live in Metropolis. I think it was recorded in 2008 or something. And yeah, you can just see what an incredible performer he is. But then make sure you buy tickets to actually see his show at the Orpheum Theater on December the 16th. And he's actually being managed by a Vancouver a production company called Palmer Concerts. I highly recommend checking him out. But I want to play you a song by the Zolas off of their newest album, Ancient Mars. And they're going to be having a show in Vancouver in the very, very, very near future. I definitely want to play this one because it's happening on November 29th. And this album came out in early October, different from their Tick Tock Tick album. This one's called In Heaven from their album Ancient Mars. And then we'll be back with Zach from the Zolas, and he'll talk about more about what you guys can expect at the actual show. But in the meantime, you're listening to the song In Heaven on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
On November 25th, the highly creative musical group of Somebodies That You All Should Know is coming to Vancouver. It is no other than the overnight sensation Walk Off the Earth, the fabulous indie quintet who will be gracing the stage at the Vogue Theater, joined by Miss Sela Su. They will be performing a couple of their classic covers that shot them to fame, as well as songs from their new EP, Revo. So, get your tickets online at thevoguetheater.com, Union Events, the Vogue Box Office, or at Zulu Records. Doors open at 7, all ages welcome.
Welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. The songs you just heard were Ancient Mars, and prior to that we heard In Heaven from the album Ancient Mars, recently released by the Zolas. First of all, sorry to make a little bit of a boo-boo. I gave the wrong date for their concert. Their concert, it's tonight. It's November 16th, and the Zolas will be playing with Bella Game. And doors open at 7. You can buy tickets in advance. Well, pretty much, I think, until 4 o'clock this afternoon would be at Northern Tickets. Ticketmaster.com, and they're $15 in advance. There will be more at the door if it's not already sold out. Unfortunately, we couldn't get Zach on the line yet. If that does happen within the next 10 minutes, I'll definitely bring him on air. But in the meantime, just make sure you buy tickets to see the Zolas tonight. And speaking of tonight at the Rio, let's focus on tomorrow night at the Rio, because Lindsay Sterling is going to be performing their crazy, fantastic violin, dub violin player. She's going to be playing with Vaughn Gray. Tickets to that show are $17.50 in advance, and you can buy the tickets to those at Azul Records or Ticketmaster. But I want to play you one song by Lindsay Sterling, and the song is called Shadows. And this song has a fantastic music video that I highly recommend you check it out whenever you can. Great performance artist, because she's a dancer and violin player. She dances and plays violin at the same time, which makes it for a pretty freaking cool show, if you ask me. This one's called Shadows. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio. Just heard music from the lovely Lindsay Sterling. Once again, Lindsay Sterling will be playing at the Rio Theater November 17th, which is tomorrow night. And tonight, Zola's playing. So the Rio Theater will be a fantastic theater to go to in the next 2 days. And I'm a huge fan of them because they're one of they're not the first venue that allows you to be underage and drink at, well, you can't be underage and drink at the same time. What I'm trying to say is it's a venue where you can be underage and you can attend the show, and if you're above legal age, you can also attend the same show. The one above legal age can drink and the one under can't drink, and they can both get along fine together, and they've been doing it for a few months now and no one's gotten themselves killed. So we can have venues in Vancouver where our youth can actually go listen to good music, or else they're just going to end up being like Justin Bieber fan wannabes, because that's the only venue you can go without being under 19, which sucks. And what I'm trying to say is I'm happy that the Rio Theater has opened up and has been able to get a liquor license and a performance license to actually have people, and everyone can show up to the shows. And I think our youth will be inspired by new good music. The only other venue in town that I know does that is the Vogue Theater, from the major concert venues. But that's a higher end. Usually the prices of the Vogue Theater 16-year-olds can't afford. But I'm happy to see the Rio Theater definitely do such things. And people can go pay $15 and to see the Zolas, and they can pay $17 to see Lindsey Stirling. So tonight and tomorrow night. But I got like one more song before I have to pass on the microphone to Dorothy from Stereo Blues, though she's not even here right now. But I'm going to end my show with a song from Delhi to Dublin. It's called Our House, off their latest album, Turn Up Stereo. Once again, Delhi to Dublin is going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on November 30th. It's their first Vancouver show since their album release in August. And I highly recommend checking that out, because this album is a very, very different from their previous albums. Well, not very, very well, it's pretty different. It's a little bit more singer-songwriter. It's a little bit more lyrics-based. I'm going to play you a song called Our House, and it's co-produced by Vancouver's very own The Funk Hunters. I'm sorry we couldn't get Zola's in on air with us today, but I'm sure we'll do that in the near, very, 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 very near future. But I want to leave you with a song from Delhi to Dublin called Our House, and you listen to it on Sounds of the City Radio. And make sure to tune in next Friday at 10 a.m., and we'll tune in every single second before that, but next Friday at 10 a.m. I'll be back on air, and we'll play you more and more good tunes, and hopefully I'll have a few ticket giveaways to give out by then. Ooh, and next Friday I'm going to have, it's the 23rd, so I'll have the Pack AD, who will be joining me on air for a nice interview in promotion for their upcoming show next Friday at the Commodore Ballroom. And Dorothy just walked in, so I'm going to play you the song, Our House, by Delhi Dublin. And until next week, stay safe, don't do anything I wouldn't do, but if you do, love it.
I'm John K. Sampson, and you're listening to CITR 101.9.